Hey guys, John V here from Phone Arena. You're watching our video review of the Pantech Swift. It's available right now through AT&T for $70 with a 2-year contract. It's a quick messaging device, and if you're a parent who has a teenager, don't want to be bothered with a data plan with a smartphone, this might be a reasonable solution. Overall, we like the Swift's compact form factor and its lightweight feel in the hand. And choice materials is plastic, pretty sturdy, good, decent build quality. We like the subtle soft touch in the rear, gives it a good feel in the hand, doesn't feel slippery. But overall, it's pretty conventional, doesn't really come out as being an attractive looking handset. So with the Swift, we get a 2.8-inch QVGA display, so that's 240 by 320 pixels. Of course, not the highest detail out there. We had a little bit of difficulty making out fine text. Colors look natural when you're looking head-on, but outdoor conditions, you tilt it, it washes out very easily, makes it very difficult to view in direct sunlight. And on top of that, we've noticed that it's just a little bit unresponsive. Around the sides of the phone, we have the dedicated power button, the micro USB port, you have the physical home button, microphone, volume controls, you have 3.5mm headset jack, a 2-megapixel camera in the rear with the speakerphone next to it, and removing the back cover, we gain access to the SIM card slot, 1000mAh battery, and a micro SD slot. There's a good amount of feedback when you open up the handset to reveal its 4-row QWERTY keyboard. Now, buttons are very flat to the touch, so a little bit difficult to distinguish them, and there's a little bit of a tactile response when you press them down. It's usable, but we don't find ourselves speed typing very quickly. We're just very careful. Another thing we'd like to see is just the numbers incorporated to the top row of numbers to make it a little bit easier. We really can't expect much out of the platform experience on the Pantech Swift just because this is a feature phone. We've seen this UI before from Pantech. Nothing really stellar about it. It kind of reminds us of TouchWiz UI for Samsung's feature phones, although it is very limited with its personalization aspects. You have all these variety of different shortcuts you can use. You could also change up the clock style and also add specific favorite contacts in the home screen. The main menu is laid out in a grid-like fashion. We like that it's simple, very straightforward, easy to use, but there's just a lot of slowdown with its overall performance, and we do find ourselves waiting for most processes to finish. Being geared to teenagers and kids, the Pantech Swift offers a host of different social networking services. You have Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, and also AT&T SocialNet, so they have that aspect. And on top of that, it also offers mobile email experience from a variety of different providers. You just put in your username and password, automatically set up. And on top of that, it's nice that it has also an Instant Messenger client. So here's the music player on the Pantech Swift. It's very generic, nothing really attractive about it. You have the animation right there, and your specific on-screen functions. As far as the audio quality of the speaker, it's very sharp and irritating at the loudest volume setting, but if you use the appropriate equalizer setting, put it down to middle volume setting, it's a lot more pleasant. Having a small display already limits its potential in watching videos. Now, the only video we were able to load up is this one here, which is encoded MPEG-4, 320 by 240 resolution, so QVGA. Of course, running really smooth, but it's not the sharpest out there. If you're looking to capture the moment with the handset's 2-megapixel camera, you could pretty much forget about it just because overall it's rather poor with its overall quality. Details are kind of grainy looking, doesn't handle low lighting situations, and on top of that, it has a slow shutter speed, so unless you have really steady hands, you're going to see a lot of blurring. Likewise, we could say the same thing about its video recording quality. Maximum resolution of QVGA, so 320 by 240, very choppy at 14 frames per second. And top of that, details again, very lacking. And there's a lot of artifacting going when you pan very quickly. And audio recording is muffled. The handset's earpiece is a little bit lacking when it comes to volume outputs. It makes it rather difficult to hear our callers, and doesn't help when voices are a little bit choppy. On the other line, our callers didn't have any issues. They said we sounded very clear and distinct. When it switched over to speakerphone, it produced the same results. A little bit choppy voices, but for the most part, it is usable. For a quick messaging device, we're really surprised that the battery life on the Pantech Swift was only 1.5 days, which is rather low compared to some other similar phones. So we were hoping a little bit more, but then again, it's only a 1000mAh battery in there. On one hand, parents will definitely like that the Pantech Swift doesn't require data plans. So if they have kids, definitely it's going to save you some money. But in the long run, we probably invest that money in something else just because it's $70 to your contract. It seems a little bit overbloated for the Pantech Swift. You could pretty much pick up an older, handset, a feature phone, quick messaging device. That's a few months older, you probably get it for a lower price point as well. And you really don't gain any advantages with this guy here in terms of features and also the experience. So if you'd like to learn more about the Pantech Swift, you can check out our website, guys, phonearena.com. This is John V. Thanks for watching.